Kristi Noem, It's Time to Unite Behind President Trump. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 11, 2023. It is time for Republicans to unite behind President Trump. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R., said on Monday, nearly a month ahead of the Iowa caucuses. We were told that as the Republican primary field shrinks, the polls would narrow, Noem began, repeating the narrative touted by supporters of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Well, the field has been shrinking, and support for President Trump has been growing. Now sitting at over 50%, up from 43% in October, she continued. It's time to unite behind President Trump and focus all our efforts and resources on defeating Joe Biden, she added. Noem linked to a story from the Des Moines Register, detailing the results of the latest Des Moines Register/NBC News/Mediacom Iowa poll, which shows Trump at the top of the pack in the Hawkeye state, garnering 51% support. That reflects an 8-point increase for the former president since October, and it comes as several candidates have dropped out of the race, including former Vice President Mike Pence, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Despite that, the remaining candidates are not putting a dent in Trump's lead, even though both Haley and DeSantis have been focusing on Iowa specifically. All the while, Trump continues to enjoy a double-digit lead not just in Iowa but in New Hampshire and South Carolina as well as nationally. Noem initially endorsed Trump in September, deeming him the fighter that our country needs. I will do everything I can to help him win and save this country, she said at the time. Noem is not the only prominent figure to offer Trump an endorsement in the past few months either. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, leaving the House at the end of December, endorsed Trump and stated that he is open to serving in his cabinet. Yes, McCarthy said during an appearance on CBS's Sunday Morning when asked if Trump will be the GOP nominee. And if Biden stays as the nominee for the Democrats, I believe Donald Trump will win. I believe the Republicans will gain more seats in the House, and the Republicans will win the Senate, he continued, confirming that his admission is indeed an endorsement. I will support the president. I will support President Trump, he said, adding that he would be willing to serve in Trump's cabinet if it is the right position. Look, if I'm the best person for the job, yes. Look, I worked with President Trump on a lot of policies. We worked together to win the majority. But we also have a relationship where we're very honest with one another, he added. Watch, Kevin McCarthy endorses Trump for president, willing to serve in cabinet.